It's the first day of school for almost everyone in Michigan. This is Lisa Berry, and that means new beginnings, a time of transition and getting used to new schedules and lots of changes. Joining us on 89.1 WEMU is Dr. Sylvia Norris-Jones, professor of educational psychology in the College of Education at Eastern Michigan University. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
I feel like I should say Happy New Year because I feel like it's that time of the year. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Even more so in September than January.
And why do you think that?
Well, because there's so many things that change abruptly. And January 1st is usually thought of as a time of celebration. And sadly, this new year can be a time of angst and really worry and concern for both kids and parents. So it has a very different feel.
I feel like it's changes whether you're going to kindergarten or college, and not just for the students, but for parents and families and communities as well.
Oh, absolutely. I have anxiety attacks always at this age, at the first day of school, just because yesterday was so very different for all of us. It was hot and we were having barbecues and things, and now it's, oh my God, what's going on?
So that was going to be my next question. How do you transition to this? Is it a quick, abrupt transition, or can we ease back into the start of school?
Lisa, that's an excellent question. We can, but it takes a lot of personal integrity and a lot of chutzpah to do it. First of all, to know that there will be a second and a third day of school. So the first is just one in a series, and to kind of play down the expectations. I tell my students here on campus, oh my God, I'm so glad you made it. You found the right place. That's wonderful. What a great beginning.
So what can we do to help the transition?
I think we adults can, first of all, listen to kids and ask questions that give them a chance to really talk about what's been going on in their day. So, for example, how was school? I don't think gets a whole lot of information, but a starter like, tell me what a good thing that happened today. Tell me what a really exciting thing. Or tell me a time that you really felt unsure, and how did that go for you?
Those sound like great questions. I was going to say, what if you have a child or a student who doesn't, you ask how is school and they don't want to answer you? You kind of ease into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would say, oh, boy, I remember my first day of school. I was so afraid and I was scared that nobody was going to talk with me or sit beside me, play with me. So if we as adults open up our experiences, kids usually jump right in.
And what if they don't want to go back tomorrow?
It goes on forever. It's not just tomorrow, but the day and the day after. And that's one of those, you got to fake it till you make it moments.
It seems like with social media, school has a lot of new and different challenges these days. What can we tell our students and our children and even ourselves how to deal with all of that?
Well, first of all, my colleagues here at Eastern in media tell me that we have to embrace it and use it as a teaching tool rather than a thing to be kicked out or put in your desk. So it's the onus is on those of us who teach to say, okay, today, guys, we're going to use our XYZ handheld devices to find out this question. And then we as adults have to run around the classroom with gym shoes on, making sure everybody is on point and on target. We spend so much time saying, turn your cell phones off. So if we reverse the paradigm and use the devices to our advantage, it hopefully will help a bit.
So sitting around the dinner table tonight, compassion, empathy, any other tools that we need in our toolbox to deal with this?
A sense of humor is always helpful.
Dr. Sylvia Norris-Jones, Professor of Educational Psychology at the College of Education at Eastern Michigan University. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Happy New Year.